Hello and welcome to the M-Pod. If you are new here, you might want to go back and listen to episode 1, because this is episode 2 about the urban legend of Mel's Hole. Let's get right into it. We went into some details about this in the previous episode, but let's talk a little bit more about Coast to Coast AM, for those of you who are not familiar with this radio show. Coast to Coast AM is a late-night radio talk show that delves into the world of the mysterious, the unexplained, and the paranormal. The show was created by Art Bell, who also served as its original host, and it first aired in 1984. Originally, it was a more traditional talk show covering political topics and other issues of the day, but under Bell's guidance, it evolved into the unique format it's known for today. Art Bell's fascination with the paranormal, coupled with his engaging interview style, transformed Coast to Coast AM into a cult phenomenon, attracting a dedicated following of listeners who tuned in for discussions on UFOs, conspiracy theories, cryptids, ghost stories, and other topics on the fringe of science and mainstream media. After Art Bell's retirement, George Noory took over as the primary host in 2003, continuing the show's legacy and expanding its reach. Coast to Coast AM is now syndicated on hundreds of radio stations across North America and has become the most listened to overnight radio program in the United States. The show's format typically features interviews with guests, open lines for listener call-ins, and a variety of segments that explore the mysteries of the universe and the human experience. Throughout its history, Coast to Coast AM has been praised for its open-minded approach to topics that are often ignored or dismissed by other media outlets. It has played a significant role in popularizing the paranormal and the unexplained, making it a pivotal platform for individuals with extraordinary claims, stories, and theories. Skeptics also examine the role of media, particularly Coast to Coast AM, in amplifying and lending credence to the legend. They argue that the platform, while entertaining, might inadvertently blur the lines between fact and fiction, giving rise to legends that, under scrutiny, lack a foundation in reality. The legend of Mel's Hole, with its deep roots in the mysterious and the unexplained, has not only captivated the imaginations of those directly seeking the truth behind the tales, but has also permeated various facets of pop culture. The story's intriguing blend of mystery, science, and the supernatural has made it a fertile ground for references in media, literature, and within the vast expanse of online communities. The enigmatic narrative of Mel's Hole has inspired episodes in television series, particularly those focused on the paranormal and unexplained mysteries. Documentary and investigative shows have featured segments dedicated to unraveling the legend, often blending interviews, dramatic reenactments, and scientific analysis to capture the essence of the mystery. Authors and storytellers, drawn to the rich tapestry of the Mel's Hole legend, have woven its themes and elements into their works of fiction and non-fiction. The hole has served as a metaphorical and literal device in stories, exploring themes of the unknown, human curiosity, and the thin veil between reality and the supernatural. In some literary works, Mel's Hole is a central plot point, driving narratives of adventure, horror, or speculative fiction that ponder what lies beneath our feet and beyond our understanding. Perhaps most notably, Mel's Hole has found a lasting home within the digital realm. Online forums, social media platforms, and dedicated websites serve as modern-day campfires around which the tale is told and retold, each iteration adding new layers or interpretations. These communities dissect the legend, share personal theories, and sometimes even organize collaborative investigations in an attempt to shed light on the mystery. In these digital spaces, the story of Mel's Hole transcends its origins, becoming a piece of living folklore that evolves with each new contributor's insights. The legend has inspired a plethora of content, from detailed blog posts and analytical videos to artistic renditions and even memes, showcasing the unique way modern culture interacts with and perpetuates mysteries. The allure of Mel's Hole has also extended into the realm of art and creative projects. Artists, drawn to the mystery and the visual imagery the legend evokes, have created works that attempt to capture the essence of the hole's enigmatic nature. From visual arts to music, the hole has been a muse for creative expressions that explore the human fascination with the unknown. As an example, we have the art exhibit Aspects of Mel's Hole, where over 40 artists contributed different works related to Mel's Hole. Within communities dedicated to exploring the paranormal and the unexplained, Mel's Hole holds a special place as a case study and a point of fascination. It serves as a catalyst for discussions on the nature of reality, the limits of scientific understanding, and the enduring appeal of mysteries that resist easy explanations. The legend of Mel's Hole has not only woven itself into the fabric of pop culture, but has also left a profound impact on individuals, compelling them to share their own encounters, theories, and personal reflections. These personal accounts, ranging from first-hand experiences to deeply held fascinations, add a rich human dimension to the mystery of Mel's Hole, revealing the diverse ways in which a singular legend can touch lives. Among these voices are the seekers, individuals driven by an insatiable curiosity to unearth the truth behind the tales. Some recount their journeys to Ellensburg, Washington, armed with maps, research, and a hope of discovering something beyond the ordinary. Their stories often speak of the eerie silence that pervades the supposed location of the hole, the sense of standing at the threshold of the unknown, and the camaraderie found in fellow seekers. Then there are the theorists, those who have spent countless hours piecing together the fragments of the legend, constructing elaborate theories that span the scientific to the supernatural. Through interviews and personal essays, they share their hypotheses, from geological anomalies and government cover-ups to portals to other dimensions and times. Their accounts reflect a deep engagement with the mystery, a testament to the human desire to solve the unsolvable. Creatives and artists also find themselves drawn to the enigma of Mel's Hole, using their crafts to interpret and express the emotions and ideas it evokes. Writers speak of stories and novels born from the sparks of inspiration the legend provided, while musicians, painters, and digital artists describe how the mystery has influenced their work, leading to creations that capture the eerie allure and infinite possibilities that Mel's Hole suggests. Occasionally, there are those who claim to have witnessed or experienced phenomena related to Mel's Hole firsthand. Their accounts, shared in hushed tones or broadcasted in interviews, speak of strange occurrences, inexplicable sounds, and a palpable sense of otherworldliness surrounding the area. While such stories are often met with skepticism, they contribute to the enduring mystique and allure of the legend. At the heart of the Mel's Hole phenomenon are the community builders, individuals who have fostered spaces, both online and offline, where enthusiasts, skeptics, and the simply curious can come together to discuss and delve into the mystery. Through podcasts, forums, and social media groups, they curate and share content, organize events, and facilitate discussions, ensuring that the legend continues to captivate and inspire new generations. The enigma of Mel's Hole, with its tales of infinite depths and unexplained phenomena, has not only given rise to a wealth of folklore and speculation, but has also prompted more scientifically inclined minds to propose natural explanations that could account for some aspects of the legend. These theories, grounded in the principles of geology, physics, and environmental science, offer a rational perspective on the seemingly supernatural attributes of the hole. One prevailing scientific theory suggests that natural geological formations such as sinkholes or lava tubes could provide a basis for the legend of Mel's Hole. Sinkholes formed by the collapse of the surface layer into voids within the underlying rock can appear suddenly and vary greatly in depth, sometimes reaching several hundred feet. Lava tubes, created by flowing lava during volcanic activity that forms underground tunnels, can also be mistaken for bottomless pits due to their depth and darkness. The peculiar phenomenon of sounds being absorbed by the hole with no echoes returned could potentially be explained by the unique acoustic properties of certain geological structures. Deep, narrow openings can trap sound waves, preventing them from bouncing back in a manner perceivable as an echo. This effect is enhanced if the walls of the structure are irregular or if the bottom contains materials that absorb sound, such as soft soil or dense vegetation. Some aspects of the legend, such as the consistent temperature near the hole and the reported healing effects, might be attributed to natural atmospheric and environmental conditions. Thermal anomalies, where a specific area maintains a constant temperature irrespective of seasonal changes, can occur due to underground water currents or specific geological compositions. The purported healing effects could be psychological, stemming from the placebo effect, or the natural serenity and ionized air commonly found in remote, forested areas. The tales of equipment malfunction and strange behaviors around the hole could be explained by local magnetic or gravitational anomalies. Variations in the Earth's magnetic field can occur due to the presence of magnetic minerals in the ground, which might interfere with electronic equipment. Gravitational anomalies, although subtle and rare, can also affect sensitive instruments, leading some to speculate about their presence in areas like Mel's Hole. Water, with its capacity to erode and shape the landscape, could also play a role in explaining some characteristics of Mel's Hole. Underground rivers or aquifers can create extensive cavern systems that might seem bottomless. The sound of water moving through these hidden channels could contribute to the mysterious noises reported by some who claim to have visited the hole. Beyond the realm of natural explanations, the legend of Mel's Hole is fertile ground for a wide array of supernatural and conspiracy theories. These theories often transcend the bounds of conventional science, delving into the realms of the paranormal, the extraterrestrial, and the clandestine operations of shadowy government entities. For many, these speculative narratives offer tantalizing explanations for the hole's most inexplicable attributes. One of the most captivating supernatural theories posits that Mel's Hole could be a portal to another dimension or parallel universe. Proponents of this theory suggest that the hole's seemingly bottomless depth and the bizarre phenomena associated with it, such as the disappearance of objects and the alteration of time, indicate a breach in the fabric of our reality, a gateway to realms beyond our understanding. Extraterrestrial involvement is another popular speculative angle, with some believers arguing that Mel's Hole is either the result of advanced alien technology or a site of interest for alien beings. According to this theory, the unexplained phenomena, such as the emission of unknown forms of radiation or the recovery of non-human bioluminescent creatures, could be attributed to extraterrestrial activity or artifacts left behind by alien visitors. The narrative of government involvement and cover-ups provides a fertile ground for conspiracy theories surrounding Mel's Hole. Speculators often cite the sudden appearance of military personnel, unmarked helicopters, and the alleged seizure of the surrounding land as evidence of a government attempt to control or conceal the hole's true nature and capabilities. According to this theory, Mel's Hole could be the site of top-secret experiments, ranging from new weapons testing to interdimensional or time travel research. Some theories take a more mystical approach, suggesting that Mel's hole is a focal point for occult energies or a nexus for ley lines. Hypothetical alignments of geographical sites with historical, spiritual, or magical significance. This perspective often incorporates elements of ancient wisdom, suggesting that the hole could be a modern manifestation of a sacred site used by prehistoric civilizations for rituals or as a conduit for harnessing spiritual energies. A more esoteric theory revolves around the concept of collective consciousness and the power of human belief to manifest physical realities. From this viewpoint, the widespread fascination and myriad tales surrounding Mel's Hole have, in a sense, willed the legend into a form of existence, imbuing it with energies and attributes that transcend its physical origins. The legend of Mel's Hole, with its blend of unexplained phenomena, scientific enigmas, and speculative lore, has firmly entrenched itself in the collective psyche, continuing to captivate and intrigue. The reasons for its enduring allure are as multifaceted as the legend itself, tapping into fundamental aspects of human nature and our relationship with the unknown. At the heart of the legend's persistence is the universal human fascination with mystery. Mel's Hole represents an enigma that defies easy explanation, inviting curiosity and inviting us to ponder the limits of our understanding. In a world where scientific advancements have explained so much of the natural world, the hole serves as a reminder of the mysteries that still lie beyond our grasp, igniting our innate desire to explore and discover. The legend intertwines elements of tangible reality with the supernatural and speculative, creating a narrative that is both grounded and fantastical. This convergence allows the story to appeal to a broad audience, from those with an interest in geology and natural phenomena to aficionados of the paranormal and the unexplained. The whole becomes a canvas upon which a myriad of theories and beliefs can be projected, reflecting our diverse attempts to interpret the world around us. Mel's Hole benefits from the compelling nature of storytelling, especially oral traditions and modern platforms like radio and the internet, which have played significant roles in disseminating the legend. The story of the hole has been told and retold, evolving with each iteration and engaging new audiences. This dynamic nature of storytelling ensures that the legend remains fresh and continues to evolve, capturing the imagination of each new generation. The concept of a bottomless pit taps into deep-seated psychological and cultural archetypes, representing the unknown, the unconscious, or the entrance to other worlds. This universal symbol resonates on a subconscious level, drawing us towards the legend as we seek to confront and understand the unknown aspects of our world and ourselves. Finally, the legend of Mel's Hole fosters a sense of community among those who follow its developments, speculate on its mysteries, or embark on quests to uncover the truth. This communal aspect of human curiosity creates a shared space for wonder, debate, and camaraderie, reinforcing the legend's place in our collective consciousness. As we reach the conclusion of our journey through the captivating enigma of Mel's Hole, it's an opportune moment to reflect on the broader tapestry of urban legends and their intrinsic role within the fabric of society. These stories, born from the interplay of fact and fiction, serve as cultural touchstones, reflecting the fears, hopes, and unspoken curiosities of the communities that nurture them. Urban legends like Mel's Hole are more than just tales. They are mirrors reflecting the collective psyche of society. They reveal our deep-seated fascinations with the unknown and our instinctual need to make sense of phenomena that elude logical explanation. These legends embody the timeless human quest for knowledge, the exploration of the boundaries between the known and the unknowable, and the eternal dance of curiosity and fear. These stories foster a sense of community and shared experience, bridging divides through the universal language of wonder and intrigue. They remind us of the power of storytelling to connect individuals across different backgrounds, creating a communal space where ideas, theories, and speculations flourish. In the case of Mel's Hole, enthusiasts, skeptics, and the simply curious come together, bound by a shared fascination with the legend. Urban legends serve as cultural artifacts, evolving with the societies that propagate them. They adapt to changes in technology, media, and societal norms, ensuring their relevance and continuity across generations. The legend of Mel's Hole, propagated through radio waves and digital forums, exemplifies how modern platforms can breathe new life into ancient traditions of lore and legendary, illustrating the adaptability and resilience of these tales. These legends often act as outlets for expressing collective anxieties, desires, and societal tensions. The mysterious and often ominous nature of urban legends provides a safe space to explore fears and uncertainties about the world around us, allowing for a communal catharsis. In the narratives that surround Mel's Hole, themes of government secrecy, the power of nature, and the unknown depths of our planet's surface, reflecting broader societal concerns and curiosities. Ultimately, urban legends endure because they encapsulate the human affinity for mystery. In an age where information is at our fingertips, these legends remind us of the thrill of the unknown and the joy of exploration. They challenge us to question, to wonder, and to embrace the mysteries that remain in an increasingly explained world. And with that said, this is the end of this episode. Did you find this story exciting? Let me know on the MPods Facebook group. There's a link in this episode's description. Thanks for listening to the MPod. You have heard me, Magnus, tell you about Mel's Hole. And before we go, let's end with a fantastic fact. An animal's yawn is based on how large their brain is. The bigger the brain, the longer it will yawn.